10 years ago, we had nothing. There was no facility, there was no infrastructure in place, there was no programme really. So credit to the foresight of the football club that they want to invest in facilities like this that will enable them to attract and develop and work with the best young players in the country. And all of a sudden there's started to be a pathway through, not just into West Bromwich Albion's first team, but obviously there's a few players now that have been sold on that are applying their trade in the Championship or further down. So it really is starting to produce players, and I'm not surprised because the standard and calibre of the people here and now backed up with these wonderful facilities, I think that will be an important part of the future of the football club going forwards.
The academy also, not only players, but of course there are people who are now coaches, there are people now working at the academy that were scholars, so it actually gives people an opportunity.
It does, and that's one of the things that we wanted to try and do. So, all those years ago with people like Lee Downing, I know he's a coach here, Lee Baker. I remember Lee Downing when I first got here, he was in the under-14s, and now see him on the sideline as a coach, and Lee Baker is something similar, and that's wonderful to see. I mean, I think everybody knows that the dropout rate in professional football is high, so not all of these young boys can have a career as a player. But if the club and academies can give young people careers in coaching or football in the community or scouting or in the sports science area, then that's great. That's still mission accomplished. And it's lovely to see some ex-players still doing some of the drills and practices we did with them all those years ago.
Well, the game doesn't change, does it?
Well, not really. It's a simple game complicated by coaches sometimes,
that's
I think.
That's what I always think. But anyway, but seriously, you started this off and it's now probably one of the best in the Midlands, if not the best. And I know you took the blueprint with you to the FA.
Yeah, I mean, I've got to say the academy here is nothing to do with me, really. I've got to give credit to Mark Harrison, Steve Hopcroft and Jimmy Shan and Aaron Danks and the people who have been here a long time and the various other people that are here working at the academy day in, day out, and they put in an incredible amount of hours. People don't realise how hard academy staff work.
I don't think many work harder than Mark, to be fair.
Look, they're in at 8 o'clock in the morning and don't leave here till 10 o'clock at night, and that's most days. You know, morning training with the scholars and evening training with the schoolboys, and that's part of it. Saturdays and Sundays, it's relentless. So the credit has to go to them. We talk about the blueprint. Well, some of the things that we put through that we felt were successful here at West Bromwich Albion were, about a DNA or a pathway or some consistent messages for our young players on their journey through to the first team. And that's something that we tried to do at national level. There are obviously several differences. We don't start with England until under 15s. That's our earliest team. Through to the 21s and hopefully onwards into Roy's or Mark Sampson's senior teams, because it's for the girls and boys as well. And again, it's just to put some consistent messages down to give the young players every chance and the best possible chance of hopefully being a future England international going forwards.
One of the things that impresses me here, and talking to Mark, is it's not just about coaching. It's about the complete package. Mentoring, being there, friend, all sorts of things go towards the complete package.
Yeah, I think the link in with Samwell Academy, so obviously the educational programme is taken very seriously as well. They get outstanding GCSE results and academic results, which is a big part of it. We've already touched on, not everybody can have his career as a footballer. So Mark's always been very big on, and partly because of his background, I think, very big on the fact that it's not just about the football education, it's about a holistic education. There's a big tour program here, so the young players get opportunities to go and play abroad, and all those wonderful experiences that take them out of a comfort zone and a home environment. And again, it's probably what a lot of your listeners don't appreciate and understand, is the thought and work that goes into not just the one or two that make it into the first team, but the number that don't, and they all come out better people. I'm convinced of that.
How's life at the FA?
Yeah, I'm really enjoying it. Yeah, almost 2 years in, 2 years in March. It's very different from being at a club. A national association or governing body is very different. You don't see the players and the coaches as much, and obviously there are not as many games, but when they come, they're more intense. It's tournament football, it's knockout football. But really, really enjoying it. It's a big challenge, it's a big job, and I feel honoured and privileged to be in that position.
Have you been able to help, Richard and Terry here? Because you left here, but obviously with a wealth of knowledge. Have you been able to help them?
No. I think I left West Bromwich Albion and left here with hugely fond memories of the club. They're still probably the first team I look for in results, and obviously still got a lot of people I know that work here and play here. But my time was finished. It was finished here in the March, and other people took over and took over the roles and steered the club in the direction that they felt was right. So, no, I mean, of course, I still speak to Terry and still speak to Richard and still to but not specifically around any of that. That's not my role, you know. It's up to them to get on, but just more as friends, really. And just seen Richard, I've not seen for a few months to say hello, but no formal advice or anything like that.